ايش My internet connection is not so stable.
Is Robbie going to call in?
I hope it doesn't come to that.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now we could.
So I don't know why it should be. It hasn't caused me trouble in a long time. Let's assume it's going to be okay. It was a glitch. It was a temporary blip. And we'll be okay. Okay. Well, before I go on to the next sugya, just want to mention briefly, the last thing we talked about is that we had a stira tesis. We got to be the following in the kudu. Rava says ain sofik meisim devadi. That means a sofik heter, even a sofik heter arogel a regilus. It's karvul vadi. It's not meitzi from a vadi yisa. We had the following shaila. What does that mean? Does that mean that a sofik heter is not meitzi from a vadi at all, and it remains a vadi yisa? But does it mean a sofik heter harogel is not meitzi from a vadi to make it mutter, even though it seems to be karav levadai, and it doesn't matter, it doesn't make it mutter. It's not enough to be meitzi from the vadois and make it mutter. But it remains a suffix, but it becomes a suffix. So in this, we had a steer in Taisus. Taisus and Tesamad Aleph, the Taisus Dibra Masal Kedei, it was a mavur that if suffix is not meitzi from the vadi derabonon, it's osur. Taisus said, a child is suffix meitzi from the vadi derabonon. But if a suffix is not mighty even from a vadi derabonon, so then it's taka also. We get the pshat in the Mishnah when it was chazina de shokel. So ain't suffix mighty with the vadi. That's the case. Rava says by chazina de shokel, ain't suffix mighty with the vadi. Are we talking about with bittul, without bittul? Was it a sveka that was the shayla here of a deraiser or a derabonon? Was it a vadi deraiser or was it a vadi derabonon? That's how this is done. But in the tzadim tesis that we're talking the Mishnah about a vadi derabonon, even if he did bittul, but it's a vadi iska derabonon. And chadina de shokel ain't sofik meitzi mitei vadai, so you have to be baidik because ain't sofik meitzi from a vadai chiyuv dika de rabbana. What he means, fake de rabbana lekula. He said ain't sofik meitzi mitei vadai means it doesn't even become a sofik; it remains a vadai. On the other hand, we were dying in places on the top of Tesim and Beis by sofik geru, back going into the protein, but they were talking about Taisus talking over there about a sofik tumah b'shusar adam. As mevu and Taisus. That even if ain't suffik meitzi mitei vadai, but if it's b'shusha rabim it'll be torah. It didn't suffik tumah b'shusha rabim is fake torah. So there it seems that even though ain't suffik is meitzi mitei vadai, but it's not meitzi completely from the vadai, but it becomes and meitzi suffik tumah b'shusha rabim is torah. That was the seer that we had in Taisus. So just want to mention one thing. You'll plug it in yourself. There's a shailin in Achrayim. Let's say you have a Sofik Tumah B'Shusha Rabim. So Sofik Tumah B'Shusha Rabim is Sveikei Tohar. So what will be if there's a Cheskas Tumah? That's not the typical case. The typical case is you have a Cheskas Tairah. I have a person who's Tohar, and there's a Sofik if he became Tumah B'Shusha Rabim. So usually the Chazok is on the side of the Tairah. What if you had a case of a sofik tumah b'shusha rabim, but there was a cheskas tumah? So many achrayim assume for davar pashut that in that case the cheskas tumah, will be machriya and it'll be tameh. Sofik tumah b'shusha rabim is tor when there's no chazaka being machir the sofik. So, but when there's a cheskas tumah that's machir the sofik, then it's tum. The Pshimon and Shar Yosher at the beginning of Shar Beis Perak Aleph, and of Aaron in Mishnah of Aaron in Chulun Siman Aleph. They're done, maybe it's not true. Maybe Sofik Tumah B'Shusha Rabim, Sveikei Torah, goes so far. That it's Torah even b'makom mecheskes tumah. Even though at the beginning of Nida, there seems to be Gemara not that way, so the Arab Aaron over there in Mishnah of Aaron is not. Maybe in the Gemara in the Chulin, it's not so posh. But what they're down from is the Gemara is a Mishnah that if you have a mikvah shenim that v'nim tzachosa, so called tayr shenasu al gabo of sveikum tome. I had a mikvah and I was used to be full. Now I measure it, I see that it has less than Arba'im sa. Meanwhile, people with tayvel in it. So the people with tayvel in it are tome. So who in the Gemara, beginning of Nida, they were talking about Bishus Rabin, and the people are Tomei because they have a Cheskes Tumah. The mikveh, there's a suffix in the mikveh, and the people who are Tomei in the mikveh have a Cheskes Tumah, so we still have them on the Cheskes Tumah. I have a suffix to Bishus Rabin. So you see that a suffix to Bishus Rabin doesn't work to be Machriya Cheskes Tumah. That's the truth of what it seems from that Gemara, and that would be Machriya the suffix, that even suffix to Bishus Rabin a cheskes tumah is machriya, and Avayin is likely arrived from the Gemara over there in Chulin. Maybe he's talking to Lashayim in the Gemara in Chulin and so on. You can take a look if you're interested. But Akapadim L'nyanenu, it's Ramesh going far. It's not asking at all. But L'nyanenu, just to know this Nekuda, that the Arachayinu Manataina that Sofet Tumah Shusarabim, if it's a cheskes tumah, it's still tar.
Rabbi,
yeah.
What's the purpose of the institution of this concept of chazaka, if not to be machriya in such a case where there's a suffix?
Well, maybe that's exactly the cause of just that just like suffix to b'shus yochid stek etame, the pastor says that's even if there's a cheskes tayr. That's exactly the cause of suffix to b'shus yochid. So suffix to b'shus rabim stek etame is exactly. Then, as you have to know, there's another issue as well. It's connected a little bit. That we say suffik tum b'shus yochid sveikay tomei, even if it's a sveik sveikah called sveikah shat yochel arbois, that's a vad exeris akosu. We're going to have from Saito. The sveik sveikah normally would be tar, and here we say even sveik sveikah is tomei. That's a vad exeris akosu. But that we say that suffik tum b'shus rabim sveikay tar, is that also an opposite exeris akosu? That b'shus rabim is exeris akosu that the suffik is tar. Or does that just mean that b'shus rabim you don't have to exert a kosov, you have b'shus yochid, and then it's fake a tor because you're still in cheskes tayra? Because usually we're talking about when there's a cheskes tayra. That's the machlekes between the b'ruya places in different places in Shas. In some places in Shas places it comes one way, and other places in Shas places it comes the other way. If you say that suffik tum b'shus rabim is not exert a kosov at all, it's just that then you're still in cheskes tayra, then if there's a cheskes tum, there's nothing to talk about it. There's no exert a kosov. So when there's a cheskes tayr, you're still in cheskes tayr. When there's a cheskes tumah, you're still in cheskes tumah. So then our whole discussion is moot. The whole discussion is relevant only if you say, like those diburim and tesis, that suffik tumah shesharim is also gzeres hakosuv. So then yesh mokum lodon, what will be, and maybe it'll be negayah to, what will be negayah to chesed. But then yesh mokum lodon, so maybe it's machriya, if it's gzeres hakosuv, maybe it's machriya even against the suffik tumah, even a cheskes tumah. So again, most Achayim assume based on the Gemara in Nido that it's not so. Cheskes Tumah is Machriya. But Shem Shkot, Rabban, they want to say that maybe it's not Muchach. Again, not I'm saying that I'm holding it either, so I'm not going to discourse about it. I'm just telling you, I have that it's a Machlekes. If we'll say that way, then there's a Mokum Liyashiv, like Rabban and Abjimin, then there's a Mokum to be Liyashiv, this is Tiyan Taisus. We'll say like this, La'olam. Ein sofik mitzvah de vadei just means it's not mitzvah from the vadois, but it makes a sofik. It makes a sofik. But even if it's a sofik, the chazaka could be mechriya the sofik. So let's say in a case where you have a bias and it's chazimah that we saw that chomus is brought in. But we have a sofik het tayrogel karv levadei that the chulda ate it up. We say ein sofik mitzvah de vadei. So, person, will you have to be baidik again? Why? Because ain't sofik mitzvah de vadei. What do you mean? It's not a sofik. And seker rabbanu lekula. And it's sad they were talking about when it was bittul. So seker rabbanu lekula. We'll say like this: what's the chazaka of it? A chulda bar chametz in. Now the chazaka is this bias is the chazaka of the bias is that it has to have bdikah. There's chametz in the house. The chazaka is that there's chametz in the house. I have a sofik achila. I saw the chametz being brought into the house. So But of course, it's a big regila. It's very often the chulda really eats it up. So fine, it's enough to make it into a tzofik. So it's a tzofik, if it's a tzofik, but a tzofik, you can make it with the chazaka. The chazaka here is that there is chametz. So then you have to be baidik. Masha'en came by the case of tzofik tumba b'shusarabim. There, since if ain't tzofik, even if ain't tzofik, makes me devadai, but a tzofik it is. And even though there's a cheskas nefel, but that's exactly the cost of a tzofik tumba b'shusarabim, it's fake atar, even if there's a cheskas tumba. So then Taitz assumes that it'll be tar, meaning tzofik tzofik tumba b'shusarabim. It will be a steer in this. It will be a yishuv to the steer in Taisus. Okay, we're already holding the next sugya. So I assume Adam's already holding the next sugya. So let's focus on that. Let's go to that. Zot Gemara by the two dots. Teshi shibur shel matzah ve'echad shel chametz. You have nine piles of matzah and one pile of chametz. But also achva b'shok. It's like one that what is it called? 10 bottles of beer on the wall. You can make a song out of this. So you have nine piles of matzah, and you have one pile of chametz. Vosa achbar v'shokel. Up when I was a chulda, now it became an achbar. That's what's giving me why that happened. Vosa achbar v'shokel. V'lo yadinu ni matzah shokel yichametz shokel. Rashi learns, and now put into a hat. I don't know if the hat needs pika. A house that was already boduk. So that has the din of teisha chanuyis, meaning it has the din of kavul kamechsal mechzudoni. Kavul kamechsal mechzudoni, and misafik, you would have to be boduk the house. But pirish was achbe b'shakel. If one of these tziburim was pirish from the remaining nine. V'osa achmer v'shokel, so I'm safe, but it's not teisha chanuyis kulu marchin v'osa shchutu. V'achas mecheres v'osa nevelo. V'lokach me'achas me'em ena deem eisem lokach. Sveiki osa, u'benun sechalech ha'arev. So it says like this. If we see the chulda taken one of the 10 piles, and we saw that happen, so the Gemara says that's called kavua. Because the latest asofik was b'mokim where the issue was kavua. B'mokim, if the latest asofik is in the mokim of the kfius of the issa, so that's the mechzal mechzal. We don't go bosser right. That's the din that we're familiar with. So in Vela, I have a kicker, sofik chomet, sofik matzah, 50-50 sofik. You went into a bias, so me sofik, you have to predict the bias. But if one of the tibur was perish, then I can go bosser right. Rav says that it's matzah, so matzah is good. That's the first case in the world. So Rashi says, Piskei halachas. There's no names attached to these halachas. These are piskei halachas that were mekubal in the Beis Medrash. So also achem v'shakel. V'nichnas labayis lefanim. V'lo yadinu nicham v'shakel. And if it's chametz v'shakel, came in the chazina, shichim anu livdik. I do mamatz v'shakel. Lashon Rashi came with the chazina, obviously taken from the Gemara Nemar Aleph, chazina de shokel. In other words, if I saw the achbar, actually, simplest level, Rashi is saying, if I just saw the achbar take some chametz and then it disappeared into the wild blue yonder, that wouldn't be called chazina de shokel. So I still wouldn't have to be right at the house. We're not chayshish, man, potentially the chayshish the achbar brought into the house. But here the case is that the achbar brought it into the house. Actually says, "Menichtas labayis b'fanenu." So maybe that's the din of the Mishnah, the chazina de shokal. You have to be baidik. I do know matzah shokal. It could be, that's the simplest meaning of Rashi. It could be, I'm not sure about this, that this lesson of Rashi, Chazina de Shokel, is coming, has a kavanah de sefes. Then it's Taisus at the very bottom of the last line of Taisus. Taisus brings up the question, What happened over here to the Safak Achila? There's a Safak Achila. And we know Safak's Maitzi Vidayfa. Safak Achila is Karv Levada. We know a Safak Achila is Maitzi from a Safak. Over here, it's a Safak. It's a Safak, 50-50. I don't think it's Chomet or Matzah. It might be Chomet, it might be Matzah. It's a Safak. So I have a Safak if Chomet went into the house. I know the Kikar went into the house. I know the Tzibur went into the house. But I don't know what the Tzibur... I don't know what the Tzibur is. I don't know if it's Chomet or it's Matzah. It's a Safak. And then there's a Safak Achila. That's Safak Tach Maitzi Midei Safak. In a lot of the cases in the Gemara, we're going to have this issue. What happened to Safak Achila? So Taisa says that all these cases are talking where the kikar is too big for the achmer to have eaten it all up. So Mela Safak Achila and all these Gemaras going forward is not a factor. Taisa takes out the factor of Safak Achila. The Rabbi in the Hasagas, it says it's a different case a little bit. He says that it's that all these cases are talking about where the Shaila came up before there was time to eat it. And the Rabbi says a Knesh, even though afterwards we're sitting around talking about the Shaila, by the time we finish talking about the Shaila, maybe the Achbar did have time to eat it. But if the latest at Safak was before the Achbar had time to eat it, so then if a Chiyub Dik was Chal, then afterwards the Safak is not going to take off the Chiyub Dik. That's an extra whole alumnus over there. Back upon Taisus, we're talking about a big kicker, so there's no Safak Achila is not in play. I'm not sure where Rashi also got this. Is Safak Achila over here, and is there a Safak Achila here or not? So later on, by the din of Alavodach Vashkoch, Alavodach Veloy Ashkoch, so later by Rashi brings in that this is mentions that this is Tzad Achila. So I'm not so sure what Rashi holds over here, but Tzad Mitzi is what kind of kicker we're talking about. But maybe, I'm saying B'derech Efsher, I'm not sure about this, but maybe B'derech Efsher, Rashi says Chazina D'Shokol over here, Rashi has a Kavon. Rashi means to say like this, that you can only be Dan, Safak Achila, by Loi Chazina D'Shokol. Because by Loi Chazina D'Shokol, that's what I said last week. The din of the Mishnah is that a great a makom shemachnisa lechomets, you have to be boidek and there's no sfeikas. Sfeikas don't help you. I may be a fool to eat it. B'martif, you have to be boidek, shtei shuris, b'martif. What do you mean? Maybe there's a chuld of a chazir mitzuyim shom and the chuld of chazir ate up any chomets that the shamash might have dropped. And I don't know if the shamash dropped any chomets. Let's say sofik mitzvah, they sofik. She said, that's the taklana sebdika. Like the Magen Mishnah says, b'diko is niskan ala sofik. Once is the takon is bika, Safak Achila is not going to help you. Safak Achila helps you by a Safak Gerera, where they weren't misakin. It's not called the Mokum Shemachnis and Bechamas. That's the Dilu Mishnah in Cheshin, because of Ein Lodov HaSoif. When Chazal were misakin, you have to be Baidik, because of a Safak, maybe a Shamash brought Chomets into the Martif. Maybe people brought Chomets into a Mokum Shemachnis and Bechamas. They weren't Geizer, you have to be Baidik, because maybe a Chulda brought Chomets into the house. But then Ein Lodov HaSoif. So for that, they were never misakin Bika. The Mela, you can be done all kinds of sake. It's Suffolk, Suffolk Grera, and Suffolk Maitzi Midei Suffolk, and so on and so forth. You know, to be done in the, if there's no Takanas of Dika, you start being done in the Suffolk Chomets. Suffolk Chomets. There's a Suffolk Maitzi Midei Suffolk. There's a Suffolk Achilles Maitzi from any Suffolk Grera. What about the Chazina de Shaka? I saw the Chuldub in Chomets into the house. Does that also go into the din of the Mishnah that Chazal weren't misakin b'dika for Greyer's Chulda? From an Aleph, I said in the Re that the Re holds, yeah, that's also included. That the Re holds that even by Chazina de Shaka, we say that. Yeah, because you see the re has it sad the suffix mitzvah from avada derabon. He says so. Maybe, even if it would be chazina de shokal, but if you were mevatel, so it's only avada derabon, and so suffix mitzvah from avada derabon. What do you mean? There's no chatakonas bdika. What do you mean suffix? So suffix mitzi from about everybody. So every bdikas chametz like that way. Every bdikas chametz, if you have a chuldah mitzvim sham, if you do bittel, and you have a chuldah v'chadrim mitzvim sham, you should never have to be bittel. Just do bittel. Say kol chamira. So you took care of the deraisa. Now you're worried about the derabana. What are you worried about? The shamash drops some chametz. Chuldah v'chadrim mitzvim sham. This is takonas bdikah. Our chuldah theory holds that there's no takonas bdikah for when a chuldah dragged in. You have to worry about the chametz itself. The chametz itself, sofik smaysim de sofik. But the takonis bdikah. Remember, we talked about this. I also share about this. There's three levels, and three sheetahs in Mishnah. The sheetah is really the most extreme. Whatever the chulda brought in, there's no takonis bdikah for. And that's the din of the Mishnah. It could be Rashi holds that way. Rashi holds chazina de shokal. There's already a takonis bdikah. Once it's chazina de shokal, so there's a takonis bdikah. If there's a takonis bdikah, then you're no longer done. Maybe a chulda edit. So maybe that's what Rashi really is saying. We have the kicker, the chulda brought a kicker into the house. Now, I don't know what the kicker is. It might be chametz, it might be matzah. Look, well, we have a double suffix, sveik. First of all, I don't know what it is. Number two, I don't know if it was eaten. So first suffix might seem to be suffix. So Taisa says it's a big kicker, it can't be eaten. Maybe Rashi holds, no, maybe it's a small kicker, maybe it could be eaten. But that's what Rashi's telling me. It's not a double suffix. Because and it's sad that this kicker is chametz. It's a chazina de shokol de chametz. It's a chametz that I saw being brought into the house. If it's a chametz that I saw being brought into the house, now the varas a chiyuv bdika. Now the varas a takonis bdika. Once there's a takonis bdika, so you're not done anymore. It's safek achilu. Maybe Taisla Shitosa. I mean, it's a Kiddush Rashi because you could argue otherwise. You could say, this is not called the Chazina de Shokol. If I don't know what it is, it's not called Chazina de Shokol. Chazina de Shokol is I know Chomet came into the house. Oh, that triggers the Takonis Bdikah. Here, I don't know what came into the house. A kicker came in of dubious identity. I don't know how this kicker identifies. Maybe it identifies as Chomet. Maybe it identifies as Matzah. Somebody just sent me a cartoon. Somebody finds a piece of Chomet while doing Bdikah, and the piece of Chomet says to him, but I identify as Matzah. So this kicker, we don't know what it is. We don't. Is it chametz? Is it matzah? So maybe that's not called chazina de shokol. So sofik might be de sofik. So I think maybe that's what Rashi was describing. That's not true. This is called chazina de shokol. It's not. You don't say. Well, I don't know what I don't know what it is. So it's not a chazina de shokol. I don't know what it is. But if it's but I know it's something. And if it's chametz, that's chazina de shokol. And if it's chazina de shokol, end of story. Chazina de shokol, you have to be baited. Yeah.
Rabbeinu David says along similar lines, but he learns it out from Rav Meri at the end of the sugya before, which I don't really fully understand, but he ends up saying that once Bedika is instituted ala safik, and once you have that, the only way to uproot that is through doing an actual Bedika, and we don't care about any stakos that come afterwards. They don't count.
Okay. So maybe that's what I say in Rashi. That's what Rashi stresses with Chazina de Shokol. What do Rashi need it for? Rashi could have said, "Osa achav shokol nichnas vayif slufaneinu v'lo yadinei chomas shokol oydul mumatzu shokol." And if it's chomas, you have to be voided. Rashi stresses, "Came in the chazino." So that's the tzvas yeser. Came in the chazino. Avadi he means to invoke the Gemara number al. But chazino de shokol in sofik moitz midevale. Yeah, and Amud Aleph Chazina de Shokol ain't Sofik Moitzim Devade because it's Devade. Over here, it's not Devade; it's a Sofik. I don't know if it's Chomus or Matz. It's a Sofik. So Rashi says, no. If it's a Sofik, what it is. But if it's Matzah, if it's Chomus, it's called Chazina de Shokol. I saw the Chomus go in, and if I saw the Chomus go in, then you have to be baited. Anyway, I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure this is what Rashi talking about. And I'm not sure that Rashi's learning that it's an edible kicker. The mice throughout the sugya till the end about al avodah lo yashgach, Rashi doesn't say anything about sofek achil. Yeah, maybe for the reason that I'm describing. I can have a sofek if chametz went in or not. I can have a sofek if when in it is chametz. But I can't factor in over here a sofek. Since these are all cases of chazina de shakal, all the cases that we have in the Gemara are cases of chazina de shakal. We see the achba go in. We don't know what it is that he's taking in. I mean, except by Suffolk Al. We have one case of Suffolk Al. Suffolk out, we didn't see the Achba go in. And Rashi over there says, this is not supposed. By Suffolk out, we don't know if the Achba went in. And Rashi, and it's moving the Gemara that it's mutter. And Rashi says, because Sveka the Rabbanon Lekulu. Because it's Sveka the Rabbanon. We don't know if the Achba went in. What does Rashi need it for? Even if I don't know if the Achba went in, then even if it would be a Sveka the Raisa, but Suffolk's might be the Suffolk. Suffolk Achilas might be from a Suffolk out. My theory is that Rashi holds the reason Suffolk Achilah. That's why Rashi stresses Chazina de Shakam. The catch on me is that the Gemara is the case of Suffolk Al, where the Achba took a piece of chametz, and I don't know if it brought into the house or not. The Gemara brings us machlekes about Suffolk Al. Let's get the bottom line. Whatever the pshat in the Gemara is, Rashi says the bottom line is since we're talking about where he was mevatel. So it's a sveka. So it's a sveka. They're abundant. Sveka. They're abundant. Look, there's actually need it for. And if you didn't do bittul, then it's a sveka. They're isa. But it's a suffolk, and it's a suffolk al. It's loy chazina de shakal. By loy chazina de shakal, suffolk achilas might see from a suffolk. So from there, it would seem that Rashi agrees to Tosfos that we're talking about a case where suffolk achilas is not a factor. It's a large kicker. We're not being done of your suffolk achilas. I don't know, but later on, Rashi does mention Suffolk Achilu. So, I don't know, meanwhile, we're not so much, I don't have to tell you what's going on exactly in Rashi, but I'm plaguing with this is an open question in Rashi. Are we talking about a large kicker that could be that can't be eaten like Tosfos? We're talking about a small kicker that could be eaten. I'm not sure what's going on in as far as that. Anyway, let's finish the Rashi, then I want to see Tosfos. Because what I want to talk about today is more Tosfos. So Rashi says, "Hanotesha chanuyes, the kaimun will come the kol kavua shenitlu mimokem shenotlu mimokem kavua, and herchem bayach arayv. Alero kemechzal nechzav sofik isul luchumu. Pirish busim esav meachas min atziburim laachas min azovies leyadaino mehei minayu pirish v'osa achma v'shakli v'nifnas labayis. Dainu sefer them as nisn teisha chanuyes deichad leylokhim mimokem kibuoy, then herchem bayach arayv." Right. Rashi learns Bekitzer. We have your Gemara. Gemara says if the Achba took, you have Pesha Tziburim of Matzah and one of Chometz, but it's Kavua, and the Achba took from one of them called Kavua Kamech Tzal Metzah, so it's a Sofak HaShokol. So Gemara says, Gemara implied that's also. That's also. And Rashi is talking about that the Nidan is they have to be Baidik the house. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that it was Nichnas Labayas Boduk. Just says the Achba took the Kikah. Took something from the Tzibur. Bachelors were talking about Bdikas Chometz. Zok Tosfos, Hai Lepteh Shechanuyos. The Fimash Shepir Shekuntris, Le'inyin Bdika. We're talking about Le'inyin Bdika. Le'inyin Bdika. So he doesn't like the Rashi Pshat. They were talking about the needing of the Gemara is for Bdikas Chometz. The only Meisir Raya Miteisha Chanuyas that is Sveka Deraisa Veslin Lechumo, but the Sveka Derabonu can Aminu Besomach. Tosfos asks the next Gemara talks about you have two batim, one is Boduk, one is Eina Boduk, and you have two Tziburim, one is Chomis and one is Matzah, and an Achba took from one of the Tziburim and brought it into one house, and another Achba took from the other Tzibur and brought it into the other house, and the Gemara says B'Tolu Lahokel. Like by Shtei Kupas, Achas Shulchul, Achas Shulchul, we're told lahakal that the Chometz went into the house that needs Tzedika anyway, and the Matzah went into the house that was already bottled. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Trum is a Drabonon, so that's why we're told. Here it's a Deraisa. Have to even make them a Deraisa. So the Gemara answers, because Chometz is also a Drabonon, because Bebitl Bial Masagi. And we're talking about where there was Bitl. Look at the Beferish Gemara, they're also it's very similar to Agamar. You have a Suffolk HaShokul. I don't know if the Achbar with the Chometz went into the house that was already a Baduk or not. It's a 50-50 chance. And the Gemara says that it's Mutter only because Sveikad Rabban. The Gemara says it's Mutter because Sveikad Rabban Lekul. So why do you say the same thing over here by Teisha Tziburim? Fine, Kol Kavua Kamech Tzal Metzah Domi, so it's a Sofak HaShokul. But Dikas Chomis is the Rabbanon, and in the Rabbanon, we could be Toilah Lahaka. We'll be Toilah that day. We'll be Mekel. Sveikah Rabbanon Lekul. Let's say Sveikah Rabbanon Lekul. That's Tosis versus Kasha. Zog Tosis. Yeah, it's a Kasha Rashi. So Tosis answers, Yishleim the Ari, Kigain Shalei Bittel. That this Gemara is talking about, this Piske, this Psak is talking about, this case is talking about without Bittul. So it's a Sveik of their Isa. That's the last we could say for Rashi too. But this case is talking about without Bittul. Some of her asked that we push the answer. This case is talking about what happens. David is more fan to answer. Them is the Raman is a steal. So the same cash that Tosha says in Rashi is a cash in the Raman. The Raman paskins by Tesha Tziburim. Also a case of Dika. Learns up like Rashi, it's a case of Dika. And he paskins that they have to be voided. And yet by the case of Shnei Kupas, by the case of Shnei Batim with Shnei Tziburim. The Rambam says that Sveikah Rabbanon Lekul. The same kasha that Tosafos and Rashi, you could ask on the Rambam. And the Rambam's mashmash told the same case, not that one is with Bittul and one was without Bittul. They're all with Bittul. That's the Magen Mishnah, because Chomos was Niskan al-Asafik. So if it's Niskan al-Asafik, so what's the difference between the case of Tosha Tzibur and the case of Shnei Tzibur? Okay, the subject all by itself. Akapanim, Taisa says, maybe on behalf of Rashi we could say, but it's not the same case. The case of Shnei Tziburim and Shnei Batim is talking about where you did Bittul. And the case of Taisha Tziburim is a case that was, we did not do Bittul. Then it's not such a doichik. Because on the case of Shnei Tziburim, where we're totally local, the Gemara asks, it's a sake of their eyes. And the Gemara answers no, because Chomitz they're abonon because the bittul be'al masagi. So in that case, the Gemara asks, you know, the Gemara's default assumption was the tzeika deraisa. The Gemara says no, it's totally the case where you're mevatel and therefore it's therefore because Chomitz they're abonon. So in that case, we say the Gemara itself spells out that it's talking about where you were mevatel. The first case in the Gemara, you could say that it's talking about where you were mevatel. It's not so good, fella. But Taisa is another kasha. Right kasha, so Taisa. The Gabitesha Chanuya is Leka Cheskes Hete. Aval Hocho Ukma Cheskes Boduk. Gabi Boduk Mari. Still have a Kapshita by Dika. Taisa is a different kasha. Taisa asks, even if you were not Mavatha, so it's a stake of the Raisa. But the house is a Cheskes Boduk. You have a kikir, I don't know if it's Chomet or Matzah. And I bring it into a house, the house is already bottled. So Tosis first says, maybe it's a Sveikah Derabbanan. But Tosis, no, even with that, Tosis's first question is that it's a Sveikah Derabbanan. Tosis says, well, maybe we're talking about what happened. So it's a Sveikah Deraisa. But Tosis says further, even if it's a Sveikah Deraisa, but the house has a Cheskes Boduk, so we should sell the house and the Cheskes Boduk and say you don't have to buy it again. Even Lagabi the Deraisa. And because it is Tosis Chelek and Rashi, and he learns different shatim more entirely, that we're not talking about Bdikas Chometz, the Nidin is not Bdikas Chometz, the Nidin is already allowed to eat the kikah. But nearly, the Nidin Shehevi Achba Labayis, the Nimsa Kabayi, Shoy La Achilu Ilav. Different shatim. So then there's nothing to do with Chazoka, there's nothing to do with Tzeka Derabonu. What's Tzeka Derabonu? You want to eat the Chometz. You want to eat the kikah. That's the Nidin. It doesn't say anything here about bias. I don't know why Tosis even mentions a bias. L'inyan shehevi achba labayis v'nimtza. Why do you have to mention a bias? The Gemara doesn't mention a bias. The Gemara would have mentioned a bias. It would sound like Rashi. That is still a mabdika. where it doesn't mention the bias. Mechet is the bias. You have teisha tziburim shel matzah, echet shel chametz, and achba took one of these tziburim, kol kavu kamechzal mechzadomi, and then you caught the achba and you took the kikar. You want to know if you could eat it. I wouldn't want to eat it anyway, but this guy wants to eat it. So I don't know why teisha mentions the bias. Put it there. Now, kaponim, state on teisha's achibush, that the gabi deraisa. I have a suffix, what kind of kicker went into the bias? The place it says, hey, sake of the bundle kula. But even if it's talking about an apitlin, it's a sake of their ISO, you could shtel the house on a cheskis boduk and say that you don't have to be, and say that it's okay. You don't have to be invited to the house. You don't have to worry. We place to get this notion that it's a cheskis boduk. Suppose later on, we have like this. We have in the Gemara, there's a lot of cases in the Gemara, but right now I want to talk about this four cases in the Gemara, the first four cases in the Gemara. You have the case of Teisha Tziburim, where it's Kavu, it's Kamechzal, Mechzadomi, and the Gemara says, if you have a piece of paper, you should jot down the four cases. I'm also going to jot down for myself, just so I can also get lost in the head. You have four cases. Case number one is you have Teisha Tziburim, let's call it the case of Kavu, Kamechzal, Mechzadomi. And the Gemara says that it's chayiv diga. You have to be bedik. Then we have a case of shnei tziburim v'shnei batim. And the Gemara says we're toyel l'hakol because you were mevatel, you did bittul, so bdikas chametz becomes only the rabbanon. Where it speaks out, the bittul be'al masayi, so meila bdikas only the rabbanon. In the rabbanon, you could be toyel l'hakol. Then we have a third case, which is a case of you have one sibur and two batim. Sibur echad b'shnei batim. And the Gemara says if they were nishal b'zeh chazeh, so say ketor. If they came lishol b'vasachas, then we can't be mekel for both of them. But as long as they came to be nishal b'zeh chazeh, so each one, each bias, is a separate suffix. Each bias has a suffix. Did the kicker go into this bias, or did it go into the other bias? If the two batim come together, I have a problem. But if they come as zeh chazeh, then I could be makel for each one. Why can I be makel for each one? On what basis am I being makel? It's a sefek d'oraisa. So Rashi says because it's a sefek d'rabbanan, b'bitul b'al masagi. And then the fourth case is suffix al. Where I don't know if the chametz went into the bias at all, and there also kind of the Gemara brings mechalikus about sofek al. That's not clear what the Gemara wants exactly, but the Gemara wants me medamet to sofek al. Wants me medamet to sofek al. Sofek al is mechalikus of even chacham. Rabbi Lezer and chacham. So that's not clear. This Gemara means this is also mechalikus of Lezer and chacham, and we're here maybe even the chacham and Ramayda. Actually, it's here even the Chacham Amayda because it's a Sfeika de Rabban. But anyway, those are the four cases in the Gemara. So now, the third case, case number three, we have one Sibur, two Batin, and they came to be Nishal. So the Gemara says, if they came to be Nishal Bezach, so Sfeika Tor. They came to be Nishal Bezach, then Sfeika Tomi. And the Gemara is medamet to the din of shnei shvilim, where if they come to be nishal b'zeach hazeh sfeikei tor, and if they come to be nishal b'vasachas, then sfeikei tomi. How come if they come to be nishal b'zeach hazeh by shnei shvilim, why is the suffix tor? What makes the suffix tor? Suffix tor mishus rabbi. So now there's a tesis. The third tesis on Yom Al Sofik Al Sofik Loyal Hainu Biko. This is Tamil Levi. Mashiach Ludmuy Lebiko. How can the Gemara compare a Sofik Al by Chometz to the case of Sofik Al by Tumah, which is in a Biko, which is a Rishus Yochid? Is that the case that we have a Biko? The Biko is a Rishus Yochid. There's a Sofik Al. So the Chacham say, oh, it's a Sofik Tumah Rishus Yochid. Sveiketomi. And the Blaz says that Safak Al doesn't rise to the level of a Safak Tumushas Yachid. I have a Safak, if the Tumu went, if he went into the Sod at all, that's not called a Safak Tumushas Yachid. The Safak Tumushas Yachid is where he's in the Rishus, and there's a Safak if it was Noga Loy Noga. But if there's a Safak, if he went into the Bikur Bukh altogether, so it does not have, doesn't have the Chaymer of a Safak Tumushas Yachid. And they want to compare Chamas to that. So the Pesach says, Tain Lemit Mashayat Lemit Lebikur. This is not like a Suffolk Tumushus Yochid. A Suffolk Tumushus Yochid is Seke Tomei. By Chometz, a Suffolk Bdika is Tveke Potter from Bdika because there's a Cheskes Bodok. As such as no, as it continues. Like it Gemara said before. What case does he mean before? He means case number three. We have Sibur Echad Vishnei Batim. And the Gemara compares it to Shnei Shvilim, which is a Suffolk Tumu Shusaravim. Ula El Dima Oisoi, the Suffolk Tumu Shusaravim. Vahocha Madama, the Suffolk Tumu Shusayochid. The case, that's before, case number three, the Gemara is Madama, Suffolk Dika, a Suffolk Chomes Nichmas Labayas, to a case, right, if Bayas said, yeah, the Tzibur Echad, the Shnei Batam, I don't know which way to do it, it's a bit. And the Gemara is Madama, the Suffolk Tumu Shusaravim. Why is it like a Suffolk Tumu Shusaravim? Because, as I said, because there's a Chet Bodok. So I can leave myself for Suffolk God, there's no Cheskes Bodok. Places remains by a cash. But it's not my business to answer Tosfos Kashos. But this is what Tosfos got from case number three. You see, from case number three, Tosfos took out the yesod that Suffolk, if I have a Suffolk, if Chometz went into a bias, the bias is potter from Bdika because there's a Cheskes Bodok. That's a Tosfos learned case number three. So from there, Tosfos took out the yesod. That whenever you have a suffix, if a bias needs bdika or not, and it's a bias haboduk, so there's a cheskes boduk. And Taisus by us says that works even for their eyes. It's not only by derban, it works even for their eyes. So there's a few issues here that I have in this Taisus. First of all, how does Tosfos know that the reason why by case number three, I have one tzibur, two batim, I don't know which bias the tzibur went into, the Gemara is medame tishnei shvilim, tebo lishol b'zeh chazeh, so it's tar, speke tar. So by tumo, by the shnei shvilim itself, speke tar, because it's sofik tum b'shiseyochid. But why by chomets is a speke tar? Taisus learns because you see, you still on chazok. A suffik bdika is like a suffik tumish to is you could be mekel. You still on chazok. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said, you know why you could be mekel by this case of tzibur echad with shnei batim. Why is it like a shnei shvilim that if they're nishul bazeh chazeh you could be mekel? Rashi said because bdika is the rabbanon, like the gemara before in case number two, sheker rabbanon l'kulu. Like that's what the Gemara says by case number two, when you had the two tziburim with the two batim, I don't know which one into which, and we're telling the hokel, and the Gemara said, "What do you mean? It's a snake of their isa." So the Gemara answered, "No, it's a drabon. Snake of drabon lekula." So Rashi is the same thing in case number three. Rashi is also in case number four. Case two, three, and four. Rashi says all three. The Gemara says it's by two, and Rashi says it by three and by four as well. That we're going over here with where he was mavatal and snake of drabon lekula. Where did Taisus see in case number three of something about Cheskes Boduk? Take it up on the clue. We're talking about William Mavato. The fact, Taisus themselves, and at Taisus, the Taisus behind the Taisha Chanuyois, Taisus assumes for Dovah Poshut that case number one, since the Gemara says case number two is with Bittel, Taisus assumes with Pshitos that case number one is also talking about Bittel. That was one of Taisus' kashas, that was Taisus' first kashas in Rashi. Rashi by Teisha Chanuyas Kavu is Kamech Chalmetzo, so Rashi oh Kol Kavu Kamech Chalmetzo Seikel Achmir. So Teisha's first question is, what do you mean Seikel Rabban Lekul? We're talking about with Bittel. Why are we talking with Bittel? Because the Gemara says case number two is with Bittel. So Teisha assumes case number one is also with Bittel. But it says on behalf of Rashi, maybe not. Maybe in the case number one is not without Bittel, but Teisha is still schwer because there should be a Chazaka. So in the end, Teisha comes up with a different shot entirely. It's talking about eating the kikah. But the point of you see, Taisus' initial assumption is that case number two is with Bittel, so case number one is with Bittel. So So I found a nightmare. If case number two is with bittul, case number three and case number four also with bittul. So why? So that's pasuk chat in the Gemara about shnei shvilim. Case number three. You don't know which bias the kikur went into. Shake it up on lekulam. Who taught? Is there really some new magic over here about the chazaka? There's a cheskes bodok. We're talking about this cheskes bodok. It's very big chiddush, this cheskes bodok. The component before we get to describing why it's such a chiddush, but who taught Tosis? Why not learn the Gemara? The way Rashi Kaka learns the Gemara. That's Sveikei Torah because Sveikei Rabbanu Lekul. And the big difference is in Mavur Beferish and Tosis by us, the first Tosis, that cheskes bodok works even if you were not Mavatl. Because that was a state of the Varman at Tosis. Tosis is asked by Teshu Tziburim, Kavua Metzal Metzal, so the Gemara says you have to be Machmer. In fact, Tosis, number one, Sveikei Rabbanu Lekul. So Tosis says, no, that's not so terrible. I could say we're talking about without Bittul, so it's a Sveikei Der Eisel. But then Tosis says the stronger Kasha, but Nuk Mechaz Kosei. So you see the Cheskes Bodek works even for the Reisah. So I think the answer is, I have to check in Mefarshim. I didn't have a chance to look in Mefarshim. I mean, you know, it's Erev Pesach, it's very busy. But the answer is, that places holds that a sveka de rabban lekulo. You couldn't be makel by shnei batim even bezachaze. The most mechalik were they both lishul bezachaze or they were both lishul bezachaze? That's a double postulate. If they were both lishul bezachaze, you couldn't say, well, this house is mutter because the sveka de rabban. This house is mutter and that house is mutter. The way the chametz go. It's only because they came to Zechazer. So we have the luxury of saying, we're going to look at each other separately. Reuben comes with bias Echad, tell them you're okay. Shimon comes with bias, the other bias, we tell him you're also okay. Because each one in a vacuum is okay. So maybe Tosis held that if you it meets that Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula, you would have the right to do that. Because Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula is not a bureau. Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula is not mivar that it's really mutter. Sveikei Rabbanu Lekula says, well, it's only Sveikei Rabbanu. It's only Sveikei Rabbanu. We have a right to be made. It could be Tosis held. This is a mitzvah. I don't know. It needs to be checked out. But it could be Tosis held that by Sveikei Rabbanu Lekula, we don't have a right to say, well, we're going to be made. We know there's two batim. We know Be'etzim is a Sofik and two batim. So we don't have a right to say, well, each bias, when it comes separately, we're going to be made for each bias. So that means you're going to say, in the end, you're going to say, you don't have to look for this chametz. It can't be. It's only as chazok is already a biur. So chazok is a biur, so there, Tosis holds, if they came separately, so each one we have a biur that buys a stakamut. They come to masachas, so there's a steer in the biur, and we can't do it. But if they come as Zechazeh, so then each bias from Mavara separately. The Birur says that this house is Becheskes Bodok. Then the other bias comes, we're down that one separately. The Birur says that one is Becheskes Bodok. They can't both be Bodok. Okay, but they're not coming with Zechazeh. Each one we're down, each one we're down Befnei Asma. That's the Din of Bodok Shalom of Zechazeh. But it's only Shaykh to do in cases where we have some kind of, I mean, the pirate only works if you say that Sofak Tumba, the Gemara says it also by Sofak Tumba Shusra'am. Yeah, well, there's also a Chazok, that's the Pshat, because by Sofak Tumba Shusra'am, there's a Cheskes Tire. So each, they come with Shnei Shvilim, each person has a Cheskes Tire. So the Cheskes Tire is Mavar that it's going to start. The Cheskes Tire is Mavar that the other one is start. So that works. But Sveikei Rabbanu Lekula, maybe to yourself, that's not going to help over here. Can't say Sveikei Rabbanu Lekula, where you know that the bias went into one, that the chametz went into one of the bat. So from there, Tosfos Machriach is a din of Cheskes Bodek. That's not built on Sveikei Rabbanu Lekula. So I have a question. There's a din of cheskes bod. He took it out of case number three. So how does this plug into the case number one, two, and four? I think case number Yasif, in Rashi, there's no zecher in the sugya of cheskes bod. I don't know if Rashi has a chumus. But Tayson Machadish, there's a concept called cheskes bod. That's how he explains case number three. If they're both, you have a tzibur echad, mishnei batim. I don't know which bais went into. The Gemara is medam to shnei shvilim. What's the dimming to shnei shvilim? Just like by shnei shvilim, each person you're maimed in becheskes taira. So each bais you're maimed becheskes bod. Okay, so now, so if you have this explosive idea, becheskes bod, how does that go into case number one, two, and four? One, three, and four. One, two, and four. One, two, and four. Three is the case in the Gemara. So, it's our case number one. Rashi learns, I have a kicker. It's the Kavua, Mechza, Mechza. I don't know what this kicker is. Chometz, Matzah. When it goes into a bias, the Gemara says, the Gemara is awesome. And Yitzhak asks, what do you mean? Cheskes Bodok. The house is a Cheskes Bodok. I don't know what the kicker is. Cheskes Bodok should say they were okay. Even if you did not do Bittl. Tais again has two kashas. Tais says, number one, you did Bittl. It's the sacred Avon Lekula. And that Tais's answer is maybe he did not do Bittl. But then Tais asks, but it's still Shver, but what about Cheskes Bodok? Tais's answer is, in the Chinami, Nup Shatim Legamar, we're not talking about the bias, we're talking about eating the kicker. But the bias is talking about Cheskes Bodok. Case number two, let's wait for a second. We'll skip over case number two for a second. Case number three is the case number itself, Shnei Shvilim. That's the avoin the kulin. That's the source that you see Cheskes Bodok. One kicker goes into two batim. It's like Shnei Shvilim. We still have Cheskes Bodok. Case number four, Sofak Al. The Gemara says that if you have a Sofak, if the Chumash went into the house, it's like a Sofak. It's like a Sofak. It's like a Sofak Al. That's not a shver. What do you mean, Sofag Al? It has a cheskes bodok. By the case of Sofag Al, it's a Sofag to Mishusayochid. Sveikai Tomei. Whoever blesses the Chadish, a Sofag Al is more kal than a Sofag to Mishusayochid. Here we're talking about a Sofag to Mishusayochid. But what does that have? But here we have a cheskes bodok. It's more like a Sofag to Mishusayochid. Yeah, in a Chanami, Taisus has that kasha. That's the kasha of that Taisus. Taisus remains with the Tzarachian. So it doesn't, Taisus, the site of cheskes bodok doesn't work so well in case number four. But Taisus themselves are agitated about it. So that's not my problem. That's Taisus' problem. But what about case number two? Case number two was the case where I have two chiburim. One is chometz, one is matzah. I have two batim and two achborim. Very easy to remember. This is case number two. Everything here is in twos. Two chiburim, two achborim, two batim. I don't know which one went to which. So the Gemara says, oh, it's like shnei. It's like truma. It's like soul to truma to truma nafal. Chulun techumu chulun nafal. Frank the Gemara. What do you mean? There it's a sfeika derabonim. Truma derabonim. Here it's a sfeika deraisa. Why do you have to be machmir? And for the Gemara, we're talking about yomur vatal. It's a sfeika derabonim lekula. Ruel the famishing Gemara. But what if you did not do bittul? What if you did not do bittul? Then what be the din? Chayav dika. The only reason you get to be mekel and be toiler that the chametz went into the house the house that's not boduk and the matzah went into the house that is boduk is because the only reason why you can be mekel is because of sfeika derabanan lekula because you did bittul. But if you did not do bittul, mefurshim gemara, then we would say otherwise. Then we would say that you would not be able to be toiler lahakam. You would have to be chayshish. Then maybe the chometz went into the house that was bodok. You have to be bodok again. I don't understand. What happened over here? A cheskes bodok. The house that's bodok has a cheskes bodok. The house is not bodok, doesn't have a cheskes bodok. The house is bodok has a cheskes bodok. So the cheskes bodok should tell me that the chometz didn't go into the house that has a cheskes bodok. It went into the house that it does not have the cheskes bodok. If you tell you, where'd that disappear to over here? Why in case number two is Taish not worried about the cheskes bodok? Taish doesn't ask us. You wait till case number four, Taish doesn't say. How do you learn case number two? So this, I want them to think about this. And then I want you to think about another issue as well. This whole concept of Cheskes Bodok. Bear in mind, Taisus is learning that Cheskes Bodok works even if you did not do Bittul. This first Taisus about Teisha Tzibur. Even if you didn't do Bittul, if you did Bittul, Stam Seked Abon Nekul. But even if you didn't do Bittul, so we're talking about a deraisa, but there's a cheskes bodok. So by the case of teshit tzibur, where it's kavua kemetzal metzal, so that's how Rashi learns. Rashi's Gemara is talking about the after bivaydik. So Taisa says, first of all, seiker derabon lekulu. Oh, now we can answer. Maybe talking about you didn't do bittul, so it's a seiker deraisa. But Taisa says it's still shver. So what happened to cheskes bodok? There's still a house on the cheskes bodok. If you didn't do bittul, the shayla is not in the house. The shayla is on you. Are you over by your matzah? What does it help to the house of the cheskes bodok? As the cheskes bodok, that's nice for the house, but maybe I'm over by your matzah. Maybe if you come at the rabbanon that I'm not over by your matzah, and it's just a takonis bika in the house, shaliyav alochle. So then I can be done. The house is a cheskes bodok. But if you didn't do bittul, the nidin is on you. Are you being over by your matzah? Make a taste of cheskes bodok helps. What does it even mean? The house is a cheskes bodok. Forget dika. Dika is a darbonu. But I'm maybe being over by your matzah. Maybe this. Maybe I have chametz. I have chametz in my rishus. I'm over by your matzah. Elamai is lechlemema. Now what Pesach means when he says cheskes bodok, he doesn't just mean a chazaka that the house has fulfilled its takonis bdiko. He means that there's a cheskes bodok, meaning there's a chazaka that I don't have chametz in my rishus. By Rabbi Motzi means I'm not allowed to have chametz in my rishus. There's a chazaka that my rishus doesn't have chametz. Because once I was bidding the house, my rishus didn't have chametz. So the chazaka says that my rishus still doesn't have chametz, and therefore I'm not over by Rabbi Motzi. There's no question. That's a translation of Taisa's words. Cheskes bodok over here doesn't mean the takonis abdiko. It's looking at the rice level. Cheskes bodok means since after I was biting the house, I know that my rishus was free from chametz. So now I have a tzofik. Am I ever by Rabbi Motzi? Did chametz come into my rishus? There's a chazoka that my rishus is still chametz free. So now that leads me to a deeper question. All these tziburim over here, who do they belong to?
Achirim.
So let's assume they belong to other people. They belong to other people. It's not as modern. So why if they come, it's the word Taisus, that if you didn't do Bittul, not only Taisus, we're in the Gemara itself, that if you didn't do Bittul, it's a deraisa stick. Gemara by case number two, the Gemara says, here it's a deraisa. There it's only derabonon, two is a derabonon, here it's a deraisa. So we're in the Gemara, there's a deraisa here at stake. Why is there a deraisa stick? So let's say the chametz came into my house. So what? Atarayu shalachem. I may think I have to do shalayavu la'ochli, but that's a derabonon. Where's the deraisa? Well, what deraisa? What deraisa is the Gemara talking about? What is that?
Base Meir. Base Meir is saying that he holds like a deacon of the grow.
Oh, so let's hold off for that for a second. So one possibility is that there's a Magen Avraham. Before we get to this, there's a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, we had this Magen Avraham once upon a time in the Sugya Maske and Secha. There's the Magen Avraham in Tov Lama Zayin. The Rambam says that by Masker and Seicher, the Seicher has to do Bittul Minatayr, the Seicher has to do Bittul also. There's a Chiyub Dikah, there's a Chiyub Bittul on the Seicher, because when the Masker leaves, he's Miyayish from the Chametz, and then the Seicher is kainit with Chotz. The Rambam is a Chiddush that the Masker is Miyayish, the Gemara calls it Chamir Lidei. And Shabbat Shulchan Aruch answered, But again, Avada, he's Miyash, but Midrabbanan, Yish doesn't help because Midrabbanan was sacking into Bikkur, so they said Bittl doesn't help. So the same way Bittl doesn't help, so Yish doesn't help. So Mela, it's Chamir Day, Midrabbanan, it's Chamir Day of the Maskir, so the Maskir also has to take care of it. It's also a Kiddush, but it's a Kiddush also inside the Seicher, the why would I be claiming this Chumas? Why do I want this Chumas? Pinyin Chatzar is kind of for me because it's a Schuss. Where's this chutz over here? I want to have chametz. It's an hour before Pesach. Why would I want to be claiming this chametz that the achbar brought in? I don't even know where it is. It's a funny chutz. But nonetheless, there are chayim who want to say that maybe that's going on. Listen again to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says ein l'davar soif. You know, if you're going to be chayish, you're welcome, you're welcome. The zovus. So it's ein l'davar soif. What about me'ir l'ir? So the chayim over there also asked the Teshuah talked about. What do you mean me'ir l'ir? It's chametz shalachem. You know, you're not. There's no Israel on chametz shalachem. What's the ein l'davar soif? That's this is what can make over there. Some want to say the Mishnah might be talking about the Dika Drabana, the Dika Drabana Shalay Yavala Ochlai, so that's that you do have in Goyesh Chametz. But a component over here, in the here and now, we've been down in this again. It says the Fairish Gemara that if you didn't do Bittul and Achmer Bun Chametz, there's a derites at stake. So I don't want to say with this moment of run, with that's the shot, that these kiburim of chametz that the achbar is carrying around, whoever they belong to, is already long miyash. So in the mail, if it comes into your house, you kain it with the kinyan chutz. I think it's the efshalomer. Never mind the mitzias thing, that why in the world would it be a schuss for me to be kain it, this chametz, the mitzias took a question. Chayisah says there's a chazok over here. Cheskes bodok. Translated, cheskes bodok doesn't mean takonis hadikah. We're talking here midiraisa. Cheskes bodok means since after the dika, my house, my rishus didn't have chametz. So there's a chazok that my rishus still doesn't have chametz. If the need over here is that I should be kind of the chametz. Let's say I was kind of the chametz. Does the chametz still have to be in my rishus for me to be over? This goes back to what we had in Davok. Chametz that really belongs to me, does it have to be in my rishus for me to be over? Where am I over on my own chametz, even if it's sitting in the street? So machlekes yishen. See, the Ramban and Chumash and the Ramban and Davov and the Rebbe David and the Chiddush Ramban and Davdalot is that you have to have shaloi and b'shusa. Even my own chametz, it has to be in my rishus, otherwise I'm not over. Pesach and Davov was mashma not over. Pesach and Davov says by Yichud Bayis that chametz shal nochri b'shusa nochri you're not over. Do you can taste this? That's only chametz shal nochri b'shusa nochri you're not over. But chametz shal yisrael you're over b'shusa nochri. And at the time, that's Shoshim, the Sig of Dov Avraham Lamam, and we're not going to go back over that now. But Akoponim came out with, certainly, it sounds like in Taisis, and other Baliyat Taisis, the Shabbat Peretz, and Taisir Rosh, I think, if I remember correctly, it's Mefurish that way, that Chomet Shal Yisrael Yo'eva wherever it is. Taisis Rid, Taisis Yisrael Yo'eva wherever it is. Chomet Shal Nochi, Shekibel Levachai, is there, there's a din that it has to be in Yerushus. If it's not in Yerushus, or even Yichud Leibayis, so you're Potter. Chomet Shal Yisrael Yo'chai B'chomok. So by Chomet Shal Yisrael, there's no, in order to be over on it, it does not have to be in my rishus. So here, this Chomet over here, let's say it's Chomet, let's say if it, what's the Sofer? Did it come into the house? And if it came to the house as well, it doesn't belong to me. So we're saying, maybe with the Magen Avraham, yeah, but I was kind of it. If I'm kind of it, it becomes mine. Once it's mine, I'm over wherever it is. It could leave again. The Achmed could take it back out. I'll still be over. So what's the Sofer? The suffix is, did it come into my rishus to have a kinyan chotzer made on it? I don't think chazokas can say anything about that. Chazokas is negeya when I have a shaila on a certain thing, was it's din nishtana. Did the psula become ice psula? Did the mikveh become ice? Did it become chaser, no longer mole? I want to know: is the heft itself did it undergo some change? The Chazaka says it didn't undergo a change. So if I needed my rishus, the chametz to be in my rishus for me to be over, so I can say that's a shaila in my rishus. Does my rishus have chametz in it or not? If my rishus has chametz in it, it's a very ridiculous situation. If the rishus doesn't have chametz in it, so it's not in a very dika situation. So there could be a chazaka that says that the rishus was not nishtane from rishus she'ein bechametz to rishus she'eish bechametz. But here, the nidin is not, is there chametz in my rishus? The nidin is, did I do a kinyan chatzar on this piece of, bread? Once I did a kinyan chatzar on it, I could leave, I'll still be able. Shaykh not to say a chazok, what's the chazok going to say? Since I was biting the house, at that point I didn't have chametz in this rishus. So the chazoka says, I never made a kinyan on this chametz. I don't know, this is partial to me. There's no such thing as a chazoka. The chazoka can't say such a thing. A chazoka could say, since yesterday I didn't make a kinyan on this thing, so today I also didn't make a kinyan on it. Chazoka can't say that a maisa didn't happen yesterday, that didn't happen yesterday, can't happen today. Yeah, I thought there's pluyo. You can have a chazoka that a woman doesn't change from being a pluyo. But there's no chazoka that she was never makabel kiddushin. There's no chazoka on a, there's no chazoka that a maisa that didn't happen up till now is not going to happen now. That's just a dumb question. If the nidin is, was I claiming the chametz, so cheskes bodok is irrelevant. It's not shy to talk about a cheskes bodok. So here's where I'm getting stuck. Taisa says that I have this chametz, and I, there's a nidin over here. Did it come from the rice? Am I over by Rabbi Motzi? If it came into the house, I'm over by Rabbi Motzi. If not, not. I don't understand. Manashuch. If it's my chametz, these tzibur, maybe all these tzibur are mine. I don't know. Maybe the case of the worth of tzibur are my tzibur. If they're my tziburim, then who cares if they came into the house or not? I'm over on them wherever they are. But whether they came into the house could be negated to a drabon and shliyav alochle, maybe they have to. But in the barav baimotzi, they're coming into the house is leimayla v'leimayit. Elamai, they're not my tziburim. If they're not my tziburim, so who cares if they came into the house? It's shalachem. Elamai, maybe if they came into the house, I was claiming the mikinyah chutz like the mogen avram. That doesn't pass b'chal chazok. Chazoka can't say that I wasn't kind of, I didn't do a kinyan chatzar on this chametz. There's a suffix that the chametz came into my house, and if it did, I made a kinyan on it. There's no chazoka on that. I have a hilkas chazoka. There's a shail in a certain thing. Was it in my chatzar to make a kinyan on it? There's a chazoka. Since yesterday this chayfetz wasn't in my chatzar to make a kinyan on it, so today probably wasn't in my. There's no such chazoka in the world. So what's the case over here that it should be shayach, a chazoka that the house is, that there's a chazoka that I'm not everybody Rabbi Yomotz? Again, if Taisa is held like the Ramban, that even on Chemtzi Shul Yisrael, it has to be in your Shul to be over, because it needs Shaloi and Rishusoi, like the Rabbeinu David and the Ran, like Masker and Seicher, Zelofi Shene Shaloi, Zelofi Shene Rishusoi. If you needed it to be in your Rishus as part of the Tnoi Achiyuv, so then it would be part of it. We could say it's his own Tziburim. We could say Pshat Mimor, it's your own Tziburim. But if they're out in the middle of nowhere, then you're not over on them. If they came into your house, now you're over on them. So on that, there's a chazoka. The chazoka says, since the being in your rishus is part of the chiyuv, so you can say there's a chazoka that there's no chametz in your rishus. Or even if the chametz is not yours, so say this is sofik, is maybe came into my rishus, and I was claiming b'kinyan chatzar, and it's in my rishus. But I need the and it's in my rishus, and there's a chazaka that and it's in my rishus isn't true, because it's a chazaka that it was not in my rishus. Again, if you go with the Ramban, then it has to be in your rishus in order to be over, so then we're good. But Taisus Bichut doesn't hold like the Ramban. Taisus holds that Chemtzi Shul Yisrael does not have to be in his rishus to be over. So what's the cheskes bodek that we're b'chal talking about? So those are two things I want to think about. I don't think about. But thing number one is places posits there's a chetkan bodek over here that addresses the deraisa. Even if you didn't do bittul, the suffix of chametz went into the house. You don't have to be bodek because there's a chetkan bodek that you're not over by Rabbi Matzah. So question number one is, so how come in case number two tziburim? Two achvarim, two batim. It's mevuah beferish in the Gemara. We're only makel because you did bittul and it's a sveker rabban lekul. But if you didn't do bittul, then you would need to be baidik again. What do you mean? Cheska is baduk. There's a chazaka that the house that's baduk is baduk. That's thing number one to think about. Thing number two is b'chag. What's the nature? What exactly is? What is this cheska's baduk over here? What comments are we talking about? If it's chemsi shol yisrael, Taisus holds chemsi shol yoyim b'chol makom shul. Taisus and daf vav. Taisus in the past more of a fairish. So yoyim and chemsi shol yisrael yoyim. Chemsi shol nochli has to be b'veis yisrael. But chemsi shol yisrael yoyim wherever it is. So if this is chemsi shol yisrael, who cares if it came to the house or not? By yoyim motzei yoyim. That's tough luck. By yoyim motzei yoyim wherever it is. Coming into the house and again to the takonis b'dikas yoyim la'ochli. That's a shalom derabon, not a shalom derais. Elamai, it's chametz. It's not his chametz. So what's the problem? So then altogether, it's not a problem. By Rabbi Motzi, Elamai will say like the Magen Avraham, because if it came into your house, you would claim it would be kinyan chotzer, and that is a chazaka. How can chazaka speak to that? Chazaka can only say dinim and the status of the thing. That was, did this thing change? Did my reshus change? Now it's reshus sheish bechametz. It's not a shaila. Did your reshus change? The shaila is, did you do a ma'aseh kinyan on this chametz? Chazaka can't speak to that. What's the case over here that it should be able, that is it my chametz? Is not my chametz? What's the case that we should be able to say that if it came into my reshus, I was over by Rabbi Motzei, but there's a chazaka that I wasn't.
That Magen Avraham by the Maskir and Socher was, the Magen Avraham says that the Maskir was mafkir it when he left, and then the Socher was kone it, agad besa, or whatever, kinyin chatzar. But if this is someone else's chametz and the mouse just took it, mechitesi that person was mafkir his chametz.
Right. So the Magen Avraham has two parts. The Magen Avraham has the part that the Maskir was mafkir it, and it has the part that the Socher is kone it with chatzar. So I don't need the Magen Avraham's first part. The Magen Avraham's first part is not relevant over here. The first one I could say that chometz that the mouse stole the balabais and no hope of ever getting it back. The balabais is miyayish star. You could say maybe it's yishalim midas. How do we know that the maskin knows that the mouse took his chometz in the first place? And maybe it's avudim menu kolodim. We could say with that it's avudim menu kolodim. But we could say that whatever the mouse took is that's not rochik. Whatever the mouse took is avudim menu kolodim, etc. What I need the Magen Avraham for is the other part that when it came into my chutz I was chayinit. That the Magen Avraham, I would say, why in the world would I want to be kainah? I'm only kainah if it's a schus. Why in the world would it be a schus for me to be kainah chametz that a mouse dragged in and I have no idea where it is? So it's a very bizarre thing. That was by the, it's all bad for me. This acquiring the chametz. Why in the world would I be kainah? But that's the Magen Avraham. That's the part of the Magen Avraham that we're using. Maybe if I get this chametz, I can eat it. Maybe it's good for me. I have an hour till Pesach. If I find the chametz that the master egged in, I can eat it. I'm hungry. So maybe it's exclusive for me to be kind of the chametz. Even then, it's not supposed to. I don't need to be kind of to eat it. I mean, I could sell it, I guess. The master egg, if I could find the chametz, I could sell it. Maybe it's where it's valuable to me. Okay, it's always glad. My question is, but on that, there's no, how can there be a chazaka in that? That's not a suffix about did my reshus change. That's a chazaka. That's a suffix about did I do a ma'aseh kinyan on this piece of chametz. Once I do a ma'aseh kinyan on it, I'm over it b'chol makom shul. So how am I negated to the din of the reshus? If Pesach held like a man, it'd be better. If I'm kainid, but that's not enough. I have to be kainid and it has to be in my reshus. The chazaka says that it's not in my reshus. But to be Pesach, there's no din has to be in my reshus. All I need is the ma'aseh kinyan. So the suffix is, was there a ma'aseh kinyan? How can chazaka talk to them? So that's not so clear. I want to figure that out. Maybe if we could figure out thing two, then it would help us for thing one. If we could figure out what's the nature of this cheskes boduk. Maybe it would help us to figure out why in case number two that doesn't apply. Okay, so let's. That I'm leaving you to think about. So come back to that tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem. Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.